River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes roasted turkey, prime rib, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10. Children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For details, visit winriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles on the land.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. On November 10th, the 241st birthday of the United States Marine Corps. We used to sing the Marine Corps hymn every night when we were told, get in Iraq. And we'd be getting in Iraq and you'd lay at attention. And then when he said, and he'd say, at ease, go to sleep. And then we'd all sing the Marine Corps hymn together. So,
happy birthday, Carl.
Hey, happy birthday, Marines. 241 years ago today.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. It was an honor to serve this country. It was an honor to be a Marine. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's about 8 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on November 10th. Tomorrow, of course, being Veterans Day. A lot of things happening tomorrow. We'll talk about them. But I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob. And good morning there, buddy.
And good morning to you, and I'm looking around frantically for my coffee, but
someplace else. Now's been the chance for you to, we can do this thing we do every year. You can remind me that the Marine Corps is just a department of the Navy. Is that true?
So I am told.
Yes, but it's the men's department. Okay, we can say that. All right.
Trish. I love it. It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 75. Low of 51 on Veterans Day on Friday. Be partly sunny, high 70 degrees, low of 52. On Saturday, 67 and a low of about 52. Partly cloudy by Saturday, and on Sunday, mostly sunny. Partly cloudy on Sunday night. Chance of rain by Monday, which is another good weekend in store. And are you loving this fall weather? The weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. And Jarhead, good morning to Jarhead. And happy birthday to you, Maureen. So, a lot of things going on. Anything exciting happened to you this week, Trish?
Yeah, well, you know, I just feel like a great weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. I want to smile. I want to jump up and down. And I feel like we've been given another chance. Country's been given another chance. And I have to comment about this because I received a picture the day before the election. that was purported to have been taken in several spots across the United States and sent into weather departments.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of clouds in the sky and two big hands that kind of open the sky to let the sun in. It's an incredible picture.
Uh-huh.
And whether it was Photoshopped or whatever, it was a great idea because it pretty much said, God's given you another chance and God bless America. And
there
I feel like I saw that and I thought, you know what? And then, I mean, I think that we're just, we were right to pray, get everybody out to vote. And I think America's going to be okay.
I think America was always going to be okay. It was how long it was going to take us to right ourselves. Let's start going to the phones, though. Daniel, good morning.
Well, you know, it's that day again.
It's that day again.
November the 10th, 1775 was the first one.
There you go. You know, and how appropriate is that the Marine Corps was founded in Tun's Tavern?
I'll tell you what, huh? So all I can say is happy birthday to all my Marine Corps brothers.
Well,
thank you, Daniel.
Thank you very much, Daniel, to my Coast Guard brethren.
All right.
Thank you so much. And, by the way, Daniel is heading up the Guardian Angels of Reading.
Oh.
So thank you very much for that.
Thank you for your service, Daniel.
Thank you for your service even now.
All right. Be well.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
Okay. Let's go to the next line here. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Oh, good morning, Commander.
Happy birthday to the Marine Corps.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, you bet. The submariners say happy birthday and semper fi, and you have a great day and have a great ball tonight.
Well, we're going to try real hard. We're going to try to celebrate as well as we can, Commander. And by the way, it was so good seeing you in the parade as the Grand Marshal. What a hero you are.
Well, it was a great honor, and especially when it is done by your peers, so... Yeah. You have a great day, and again, and for $5, I won't sing happy birthday.
Okay, I'll send that over to you then. Thanks a lot, Commander.
Bye.
Okay, you know, we're going to have to be taking a break here, and of course, but let's just take a break now so we have more time to talk.
All right.
Okay, of course, this portion of our show is brought to us by Sleep Number. Sleep Number. And there, you know, you've got a Sleep Number bed.
I do. I've had my Sleep Number bed for over 10 years.
Over 10 years. And, you know, Sleep Number has been rated number one by Consumer Reports, gosh, 2 or 3 years. You know, as many times as I've been reading Consumer Reports, they keep being rated number one because of their ability to do their adjustable firmness in it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Which I think has exceeded yours now.
Yeah, mine's 55, and I rotate between the 50 and the 55. Don't hardly go lower than that, but generally it's just 55.
Well, let me tell you, here's something that happened that we just got from Sleep Number. It's their new Comfort Fit pillow, and they sent it to us. And you know what, Linda is a pillow aficionado. She goes out and buys pillows.
I do too.
Now you've seen this one pillow that's been advertised all over, mm-hmm. you know, and so she bought two of those. She goes, well, these are okay, and but then we got these comfort pillows from Sleep Number. These have got to be the best pillows we've ever had. I mean that truly. And you can go down to the Sleep Number store, and
pillows from the Sleep Number store.
Well, then this may be the ones, but these just came out, and I can't say enough about them. They're called the Comfort Fit Pillow, and they've got a blend of memory foam with premium down alternative fibers, so it keeps its shape, and it does, and it's comfy and it adjusts to you, but it gives you the support you need. It's really. I mean, we really like it. And there's just
I'm into
one,
pillows. I'll have to go check
well,
out.
Well, I know Linda is
it
too.
Got.
I mean, it's like she's a fanatic on pillows. You know, I have this holster fetish. She has a pillow fetish. There's one place you can find it, of course. It's our Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. You can buy one and get one 50% off. So you can get two of your pillows for a good price. You're only going to find it at Sleep Number stores on a Target shopping center. Go down and see Brian Janis. Go in and while you're in there, lay on the bed, too. You're going to love it. What a great Christmas present is the gift of sleep. All right. It is 7:15 in the morning. We're going to be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about the election. I want to talk about polls, too, about how these polls worked and what happened.
How they didn't work.
And how they didn't work. And this is not the first time this has happened. And about the two polls that were consistently right that nobody was kind of paying attention to. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
The Reading Gun Show this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. West Coast vendors have made this event a sellout every year. All brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California at the Holiday Inn Convention Center this weekend only.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to stuff the truck at Taylor Motors. Join Taylor Motors as the community comes together to donate turkeys, hams, clothing, and toys for roughly 800 local families in need. The trucks from the Good News Rescue Mission and the Salvation Army will be there at the ready in the front lot of Taylor Motors. It's a simple drive-through and handoff and does so much good for a family through the holidays. Please join us in changing someone's life. It's Stuff the Truck at Taylor Motors Thursday, November 10th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. because everyone deserves a Merry Christmas.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm here with Trish Clark here on the 10th of November, the Marine Corps birthday. Tomorrow, of course, we're going to be out at Crown Motors. It's a salute to the veterans that Crown Motors does every year. We're going to have veterans on with us. We're going to be talking about what Veterans Day is. And there's a lot of Crown Motors is going to donate $100 for every car sold this weekend, car truck sold this weekend, to a local veterans organization. Military with the Purple Heart and the Welcome Home Group.
Good.
Plus, during this month, you can get 10% off on parts and services there. And I used that because the window on my F-150 refused to come up. Went down great. Refused to come up. And so I took it down there. They got it fixed. And then they took 10% off because of the veteran stuff. So that's Crown Motors right down on Cypress. And then tomorrow at the Reading Elks Club at 11 o'clock, they have the 88th annual cognac toast. And it's at the same time, of course, as the armistice was signed on commemorating World War I. And also at 10:55, they start the service up at IGO, where they're going to have a number of speakers, music, a flyover, and the dedication of the Vietnam War Memorial, a sculpture done by a local artist. And if you're wondering what it looks like, it's a sculpture of a helicopter coming in and rescuing somebody with, you know, they got guys on a stretcher. But it's really, really a great sculpture. It's made out of brass, and it's going to commemorate that. So be up there tomorrow at 10:55 or be at the Reading
Elks Lodge.
It started, like I said, 88 years ago to commemorate.
It's a really good thing, and the places. So we get there early because
Now there's so many places also that are having free food out there, and we'll start giving you some list of those too. Free meals for veterans and other things.
Uh-huh.
Like that. Oh, Midas here in town is giving free oil changes, and Cookies and Cream is giving free cookies and a cup of coffee.
All right.
All kinds of great stuff for our veterans,
and they deserve it.
That's right. And my other is one of my favorites right here. Let me see. I've got so many things going here. Is the Jersey Mike's you can go down there and donate money. And for each coupon redeemed that they have, Jersey Mike's subs will donate $3 to the United States Submarine Veterans Cuttlefish Base. And Jersey Mike's and the people from Jersey Mike's are always supporting veterans. And this goes through November 12th. So head on down to that. And then don't forget the gun show, Reading Gun Show. While you can still go out and buy guns and ammo at the Time's limited. Holiday Inn at the Convention Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 149 tables. It's sold out. Okay. Pollsters totally missed this one. And why was that?
Well, I think that for one thing, the sampling that they do, and they always oversample where they want the pollings to go. The other thing is they were sampling, in most cases, likely voters. And I think what we found during the primaries that a lot of people who had not been involved in the voting process for the last couple of elections, because they really, quite frankly, were just tired of voting for the worst of the bunch. And they didn't, there was no candidate that they really wanted to support. So a lot of people simply hadn't voted. They turned out in the primary. They weren't being polled because they weren't considered to be people that were probably going to vote in the election. I think the other thing is that a lot of people, in my mind, Trump was getting a bad rap. If you were a lady and you said you were going to vote for Trump, everybody was, ooh, how can you stand his mouth? Ooh, the way he treats women. I mean, all of that stuff. And a lot of people, I think, got tired of saying or trying to justify their vote. So a lot of people just simply weren't talking. And they weren't saying who they were going to vote for. I think also a lot of people made up their mind at the last minute.
I know what I – here's what I think is that the pollsters had it wrong because they had a bias toward Democrats, just like the mainstream media did. When you look at the number of stories
–
They're oversampling. And the fact is that when you start – you know, they're laying this on all the uneducated white angry voters and white angry male. We go back to this thing. Their definition of uneducated is not a college degree. Well, most of this country does not have a college degree.
That's right.
And you're talking about the blue collar workers, the silent majority, has been
the
said before.
The backbone of this country.
The backbone of this country. The ones who have the small businesses. The ones that when
the plumbers, and electricians,
the liberal
and coal
elite,
miners.
The liberal elite have a problem with their fish tanks that come out and fish fix their fish tanks, fix their plumbing, and all this. But they're lesser people than the elite out there who just talk to each other, by the way.
And that's the other problem with the polls.
They talk to each other. Now, two of them got it right. I mean, statistically, several times. And that was the USC, University of Southern California, LA Times poll.
Yeah, go figure on that one.
They got it right six times in a row. And they kept coming out and saying Trump's ahead by 5%. Yeah. Trump's ahead by 5%. Nobody wanted to believe that.
I know. They
other
would refer
one,
kind of offhandedly to that, except that one poll down in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that one there. But it was right consistently.
Yeah.
Now, the other one was an artificial intelligence machine out of, I think, India, who has picked the last four elections correctly.
Wow.
By crunching the numbers, and Bob, look this one up, crunching the numbers on social media.
Okay.
And somehow extrapolated out of that who's going to win.
But social media, that's a whole conversation, because there was so much that went on in social media and how they play with our brains and play with our minds. Did you run into any of the ones that wouldn't let you share? That you'd go and it'd be something really positive about Trump and the button to share was not there?
Really?
Oh, honest to God. And then people would start complaining about that. It would be all over Facebook. And then all of a sudden the share button would be back. And then you'd go for a whole day where all of this stuff you couldn't share. It was, I think, because there's so much manipulation of what happens with anything we're doing now. There's a lot of control going on there that we can't do anything about.
Well, you know, and there is. And so what do you do? So, you know, and
you do the other thing, too. You go out and vote, you make a difference.
That's it. People got up. They didn't say anything. They didn't wear the Trump hat. They didn't wear the Trump shirt. They weren't chanting in the streets, you know, lock her up, lock her up. They weren't doing that. These are people that were working hard. And I think you sent out something on Facebook, which was really hilarious.
Yeah.
That Hillary's going to lead until the Republicans get off work.
Well, it says it was the election prediction, and it said that the Democrats would take a early lead, which would be dramatically changed when the Republicans got off work.
Now, and when you see things like they believe their own propaganda,
they do.
They didn't. I mean, come on, Wisconsin has not gone for a Republican since 1984. Michigan has not gone Republican. I mean, the Rust Belt. What did Trump say to these people?
He said,
I'm going to put you back to work.
That's exactly right.
And he appealed to the African American community saying, wait a minute. And as bad as it sounds, I mean, but when you think about it, he says, I'm your only hope, because you're not going to get anything different with Hillary Clinton.
How about the evangelist vote?
And the evangelicals came out. Oh, my gosh.
In huge numbers. In huge numbers.
And, okay, you go to places like in...
because he reached out to them.
Well, he did. But the other thing, too, is that you go into counties that Obama won by 14,000 last election, predominantly white counties. And Trump wins it by 10,000 this time.
Yeah.
And they kept saying the Hispanic vote is going to change because, you know, the African-American vote's not going to come out like it did before, but the Hispanic vote is. Well, guess what? It didn't come out. And the other thing was the white women, college-educated white women, did not flock to Clinton like they thought was going to happen. A lot of them did not flock to her. A lot of them voted for Trump.
Well, and the Hispanic citizens of the United States voted for Trump, because they're not crazy about this influx of illegal aliens either.
You know what? You know, it'd be, you know, this whole thing about our Hispanic citizens in this country are hardworking. I mean, you talk to anybody around here. You know what?
Hardworking individuals.
They are religious.
Families.
They love this country just like everybody else. And
to assume
that they're going to vote against somebody that says, I want to change the economy and I want to keep, you know, illegals out, because trust me, illegals coming across the border take their jobs too, because people will hire them at a much lower wage than people here.
I think the final kind of thought, if I would, about the polls is that they didn't do any better job than they did in the media process of reporting this.
They have
taken off the shield about being impartial and being in news media, and they're just saying what they believe and what they want.
Well, Silicon Valley was extremely – the corporates of Silicon Valley were extremely in the bag for Hillary, and now they're quite nervous because how much will he remember when it comes to appointing the people who will regulate those industries?
Well, not only that, but Wall Street ought to be like, Well, and here's the other thing. They said, oh, Wall Street's going to, and Wall Street did. It went straight down.
All night long, they had to shut down half
then,
of it.
But then it came back up.
And it was up yesterday.
It's leveled itself because Trump said, oh, I'm sorry, we have people on waiting. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Kay.
On election day, my sister and I went to Office Depot.
Uh-huh.
And we got out of the car, and there was this car with its alarm going off on, blasting on. And so we went in, and we were in there probably almost an hour. We came out blasting. And as we were walking to the car, I sort of got into the rhythm of it. And I said, hey, Margo, do you hear what that car is saying? And she said, no. And I said, it's saying, Trump, 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 Trump.
And on that one, we'll go to break. Thank you, Kay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. It was a omen.
Omen, yes.
Okay. Hey, it's 7:31 in the morning. Bob.
And with all due respect to our first lady elect, as it were, I have to play this one because she is a lovely, lovely woman. And she's made her cause bullying. Did you hear that?
You know, I think that's outstanding because, and you know what? Okay, can I say this about Obama? I know you're not going to like this, Trish, let me say this about the Obama family. There has not been a shred of personal baggage. There's been a shred of them not being a really good family.
Hmm.
I mean, really, when you think about it. You know, you look at Clinton, and then you hear these other things. You know, you hear all these other things, but their family has been, you can go talk about vacation, but I'm talking about their family unit has been, I think, a good example of a family that integral family that takes care of each other and loves each other and is a damn good example for our country.
And for all their faults, they did insulate the kids from the mob. And I have to salute them for that.
Okay, 7:33, we'll be right back.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. The day that America will become great again.
You know, I'm just, it's, I don't think for 1 minute that Trump can go in there and solve all the problems we've got, because we're in trouble in this country, major country.
He's got problems himself.
What I do think is that this gives us an opportunity to keep from sliding totally off the cliff to the point where we can't ever come back.
Well,
it'll give us a place to start turning around some things. I think one of the things he can make some differences real quick. I mean, now I'm kind of happy that Obama did a lot of the stuff that he did with his executive orders, because one stroke of the pen on the first day he's in office can overturn a whole lot of stuff that Obama did. Because if it was executive orders by a president that didn't go through the legislature, doesn't need the legislature to do it again.
That's what he said on the first
day. And so he can do that. So he can make some real difference. They can, our House and Senate have already looked at the Obamacare. They've already got some legislation ready to go.
Okay,
and let's
just say
this. Turn that over.
Let's just say about Obamacare. Not all parts of Obamacare was bad.
And I would say that, but the basis of it is, it needs to be every bit of it. You don't want to start tinkering with Obamacare and trying to take this out and put it in. You need to get rid of that bill and then put in a system that incorporates some of the good things about that and some of the other things it didn't do
and provide, this country is too good not to be able to have our citizens have affordable health care. Not the way Obamacare is.
But the way Obamacare is set up is that it's all the people who are working who are paying so much money so all the people who aren't can have health coverage.
Okay.
That's not how it should be set up.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers here. I know we got started again. Home Helpers, and we're talking about health care, and this is Home Helpers, started by Sharon Clark 10 years ago. Has become just a dynamite business to take care of those people who need assistance in their homes. Whether it's a short period of time, say you broke a leg or you had, you know, surgery, somebody can be there to help you on a regular basis, or long-term in-home care. Every one of our people are handpicked. They're all trained, background checks, insured, bonded. They've got it all. And she makes sure those are the right people for the right, you know, with the families. That's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, located at 2620 Larkspur Lane, Suite N, or give her a call at 226-8350.
Okay, now I have to tell you something about Sharon Clark. One quick thing about Sharon. Right.
Oh, yeah,
because,
she's
my Thursday, the first Thursday of the month, Sharon and I do the show together. And Sharon is never terribly political. And she gets really nervous if people start yelling at us about something I'm bringing up political.
Yeah.
But I'm going to out her, because she was up watching the returns all night on Tuesday night, and she was so into it, and we were texting back and forth. She's more political than she wants people to know.
You know what? She's
I just had to out her on that, because she was really into it, and she was so excited.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning there.
Good morning, Ron.
I've got several questions I'd like to ask. I was just wondering, did our 21 counties that will become the state of Jefferson support Mr. Trump?
They did.
Okay. And then...
I think most of them did.
Okay.
I don't have that picture, but it looks like if you just look at the red in the state, mm-hmm. that except maybe for the coast, right along the coast, over in Humboldt County in that area. But the rest of it was red.
Okay. And then now that Mr. Trump is going to be our president, I think we need to hold his feet to the fire. And this statement, he said something about he was going to have Hillary checked in, her illegal dealings checked
in. Did a special prosecutor?
With her email. And I wonder if Uma Abedin, she's been involved. I wonder if she was legally able to go in or check out those, all those emails. If she, and also, are Hillary's lawyers, are they authorized to go into that? And Benghazi is another thing they need to check into. Fast and Furious, she wants to take all the weapons away from the people here, and that's the same weapons that she allowed to go below the borders, which killed one of our agents.
Well, that wasn't Hillary. That was
Holder. Obama.
That was Eric Holder from the the Justice Department.
This should all be checked into, and I often wonder about those emails. Whatever happened to SEAL Team 6? Somebody sold them down the river, as far as I'm concerned. And then they allowed, after the funeral, they allowed one of those imams to condemn them to hell. There's just a lot of stuff that's...
Well, I think that America, you know, with all the things that are going on, mm-hmm. has spoken. And it'll be interesting to see if who Trump appoints as his attorney general. And then once the attorney general starts, he can say, the attorney general, who knows where the attorney general will go to if it's a if it's going to be investigating Hillary. Now, President Obama could just pardon her.
That's what I bet was going to happen. If you have to remember,
President Ford pardoned Nixon, mm-hmm. and so he would not be impeached. So I have a feeling
he was
that,
impeached.
Huh? No, he was.
Anyway, I hope that our congressman, Mr. LaMalfa, helps press charges. It seems like some of these guys. Our whole Congress doesn't have any backbone, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they're allowing allowing our president to bring in illegal aliens, and that's part of the problem. They're voting against us.
Mr. Trump, it sounds like he's going to build the wall, and he's going to start deporting those with criminal records, the people, it has started. You got to give him a chance. So let's just see what happens. He hasn't even had his first day, Ron.
Okay.
But thanks for the phone call.
They're all criminals if they've came in here illegally, though.
Yeah, oh, that's true. I'll
let somebody else take a shot.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Good points, and certainly it's my hope that the Attorney General will complete some of these studies. You have to bear in mind that the FBI and is still. They do have ongoing investigations into the foundation. They have several investigations going on into Clinton Enterprises and other things that they're involved in or purported, you know, accused of being involved in. So I don't think that's going to go away. But I also do believe that there's every possibility that Obama is going to pardon her going out the door, because you'd have to be really stupid to think that they're not going to find anything that they can hang on her, because we all know she's guilty of a whole lot of stuff. And if they're going to pardon her, though, he really ought to think about pardoning some of those other people that are in jail for similar circumstances.
That one sailor that's in jail for a year. There's a Marine that lost his career. I mean, these are guys that turned themselves in for doing less than what Hillary did. And I think they should be pardoned, too.
Absolutely.
Or if I was Trump, the first thing I'd do on my first day is
pardon each and every one of those. That would be great.
Pardon them and, you know, pardon them and restore them.
Take away the
felonies.
The sad part about that is, though, if she skates on all of the things that we all know she's guilty of, doesn't say much for our justice system. That's been the part of it that's bothered me all the way down the line. We ought to treat everybody fairly, and that's part of what the vote for Trump was about, is that the American people understand that we're all shot off here. We don't have... We're not being treated like citizens of the United States. There's them and there's us. And that's what that vote was about.
But now it's got to become
us again. This election was about us.
But we, you and me, Bob, we as a nation need to reach out to each other.
Absolutely.
I mean, what? It's
whether it's a you know, in a military unit, once it becomes fractured, you know, right now we're at that one point where we can come together and accomplish the mission, or we can be fractured and we will be, and no matter who's the leader, it's still going to be a destruction path. We need to reach out. I want, you know what, my friends.
Gotta stop calling names.
That's it. And it's over. The gloating's over. Everybody that's felt bad, your day of grieving's over. It's time for all of us to move forward and accomplish those things that makes us great.
The most famous Republican of all, Lincoln, said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." And those words echo
today.
Evermore.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
You only have to look at the popular vote that is separated by less than 200,000 votes. 120 million people voted. Over 120 million people voted.
Yeah.
And the popular vote is separated by about 200,000 votes.
There you go.
How separated are we?
So now it's time for both those sides. You know, I have friends. You know, and okay, we jab at each other just like we would have if Clinton had won. But now is
I'd
time.
Be crying.
I know. But now is a time for us to say, okay, what can we do to move forward united?
But both sides have to do that.
But both sides have to.
I'm not encouraging the Republicans to go in there now and try to make nice with the Democrats. I'm not encouraging that to happen.
It's got to be both ways.
Okay. It absolutely does. I don't want them to fold again.
We need to take a break. We've got guests out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Now, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Not only can they design and build jewelry, they can find the diamonds or the bracelets or whatever you're looking for. They have connections all over the world. Plus, they only train watch repairmen. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. And folks, guys, girls,
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming. Now is a perfect chance to go in there and
absolutely
find, or just say, hey, this is what I'd really
perfect
like.
Perfect thing, yeah.
Talk to
perfect,
Rebecca.
Perfect it's, thing. Go in and tell them the stone you're looking for. Whoa, they'll come out with all kinds of beautiful stuff.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Tent, who? Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lot. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241
2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's time to stuff the truck at Taylor Motors. Join Taylor Motors as the community comes together to donate turkeys, hams, clothing, and toys for roughly 800 local families in need. The trucks from the Good News Rescue Mission and the Salvation Army will be there at the ready in the front lot of Taylor Motors. It's a simple drive-through and handoff and does so much good for a family through the holidays. Please join us in changing someone's life. It's Stuff the Truck at Taylor Motors Thursday, November 10th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. because everyone deserves a Merry Christmas.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 here, November 10th. The Marine Corps birthday. It's 50 degrees. It's going to be 75 today. It's going to be beautiful. If you happen to see this evening, drive carefully in case you see any Marines that are kind of trying to get home by walking or crawling home. And but they'll be doing it.
Marine Corps ball this evening
at the Wind River, and they treat the Marines very, very well there. This portion of the show brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. These are the people that we go to. We can't get any better than Martin and his people. I'm telling you. They can treat any type or fix or maintain any type of heating or cooling system you have. And it's going to start, I know it's 75, but it's going to start getting cold. And when it does, you don't want to call them then. You want to have them call them now. Go on down there, have them check your furnace, make sure everything's working. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're here with Christy Kidd. No, it's not Turtle Bay. She's here for Maker's Faire. And for all of you technoids out there and people who just want to see what's going on in the future and what's available right now.
Yeah, it's so, hi, you can't get rid of me, sorry.
We don't want to get rid of you. We do not want to get rid of you, Christy Kidd.
Maker Faire is, what I was saying right before we got on air, is it's essentially an oversized science fair. These are, I'm actually going to read this from the notes because it's worded so perfectly. It's a family-friendly festival of invention, creativity, and resourcefulness. And that's just, that's so open. There's so much that can happen for that. So it's everything from robotics to tech DIY, and it's just crazy, crazy things.
I know. That's tech do-it-yourself.
Sorry, yes.
And this would be a great place to take kids.
It is.
And just for adults, too, because, I mean, I am just, you know, of course, I may be just, you know, hitting my third childhood here. But the tech side of what's going on here in this town is just outstanding. But when you see some of the businesses here in town and what they're doing, I mean, drone photography, drone, you know, being able to go down, send them down power lines to see, you know, instead of sending people, you know, just so they can go down and check. Plus, but like you said, the robotics that's going on, the 3D printing.
Mm-hmm. How many businesses are going to be involved in this? Or how many booths?
Makers is what
makers.
They're called.
Makers. I knew that. What?
Oh, I don't have the exact number, but I know we had space for up to 100, and I know we were really close to that last time I was at a meeting.
Let's just say more than 80. More than 80 makers are going to be there. I tell you what, I'm going.
Yeah. I think it sounds exciting. So what time and where? And tell us all the details.
If you can find me after the Marine Corps ball by Saturday,
I'll be there. A full day to recover, sort of.
I said, find me.
Okay,
we've had wives call us, you know, like a day later and say, have you seen the major? Yeah, but it hasn't been for a while. Well, maybe he'll come home this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. So. Just wait. You'll be fine. But this is on Saturday at the Civic, and it's from 10 to 4. And what's really cool is all kids under 18 and all college students with an ID get in for free. So you do have to go online and get a ticket because we want to have an idea of how many people are coming. But it's a free ticket. It's just basically a voucher so we can keep track of people. And then for adults, it's $12 before presale. But we have a coupon for everyone listening right now that if you enter SAVE at checkout, you'll get $2 off. So you could go for $10 for you and bring all the kids in your neighborhood, and they're all getting them free.
It's like it's almost like Turtle Bay.
Yes.
But you can take all the kids in your neighborhood instead of just four.
Not just four. Exactly.
Okay. So this is you know what? I am, like I said, I am really intrigued by this because at the State of the City, or no, it was something. What was it? It was something that was, something was held at the Civic a few weeks ago.
The TEDx.
TEDx.
Yes.
But there was something before that, too, that had a lot of people there about, you know, from the EDC in this. They had a lot of these makers out there, too. But 3D printing.
Yeah,
now, you think
so
of 3D
cool.
printing, and Bob knows a lot about this, but they make
toys they make. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's just remarkable what they can build out of these printers.
Yeah, it's insane. And we'll have that. There are definitely 3D printers there. But some of the things, one of the things I'm most excited about is there is a giant robotic octopus that is, again, very complicated terms here, but it's really cool. It is run by an Arduino board, which I had to look up because I didn't know what it was. I bet you Bob does, though. I feel like he knows this stuff.
You know what an Arduino board is?
Yes.
Of course he does. I knew it. You explain it.
An Arduino board is a basically for about $20, you buy a full-fledged computer that you can easily do any number of things with. It falls in between what we call microcontrollers, which is the kind of thing that runs your smart home thermostat and all that, and a full-fledged computer or tablet. And they're extremely small, and they are very adaptable to many different tasks. You can program them to do, actually, in some cases, very complex tasks. They run on an operating system that's fairly easy to learn, and it's essentially the 21st century version of the building block.
There you go.
I knew he would have a better answer than mine.
Bob knows this. Okay, so,
oh, that's great.
So you've got
so
this huge octopus
that is controlled by that.
Okay.
And so this is it's a total mesh between art, because it's absolutely an art piece. It's a sculpture. But then it's technology, because you can manipulate it. And yeah, so that is going to be here. And I'm
really
excited.
Well, Bob knows about it because when he was growing up in high school, they called him the octopus.
Well, yeah.
The girls did. I didn't understand what that meant.
But you've heard the Raspberry Pi. It's along the same lines.
Yeah. And that is on here as a thing that's going to be here as well. So that's all kinds of
another
things.
This
sounds really enticing. I've just marked this on my calendar for Saturday. I got to go check this out.
I'm going to go too. I don't know what else we have going on that day, but I'm going to go down there and you know what? This is now. Okay, this is Redding. This is Redding. You can go
Shasta County.
This is okay. This is Shasta County. You can go.
I bet all the people that are going to be there don't live in Redding.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of them live in the other parts of Shasta County.
You know what? And wonderful places there. And Anderson, because now you're thinking about, if I'm going to start a business, I'll probably head on down to Anderson.
There you go.
So,
it's all part of the county.
So especially after now that the weed prop is finished, I think Anderson's probably going to fill up every one of those empty storefronts.
God, I hope not.
Anyway,
no, you can't do that in the city of Anderson.
This is what Shasta County is. Shasta County, you can go there and see the future and tech and all that. And as soon as you finish there, you trot on down to the Holiday Inn and you go to the gun show.
There you go.
Which is also sold out with vendors. So, this is great.
It's going to be really cool. And there's stuff there. I know there are kids that are going to be there. I know high schoolers and probably younger as well. They're going to be exhibiting stuff as well. So it's not just some people are from out of town, but not everyone is. There are local people. There are students. There's challenges throughout the day. There's different presentations throughout the day. So it's certainly could spend the whole day there, but you don't have to. If you just have a couple hours to spare, you can still go and learn something. And I do have to say some thank yous to some of the sponsors.
Sure.
So Shasta College is pretty much the reason this happened. So thank you, Shasta College. They are also the reason that kids get in free. So that's awesome. And then, of course, the MAKE, which is the Maker Movement that is the whole reason that we're doing this. I was telling you guys before, the first one was in San Mateo, and they've expanded. There's one in San Mateo, New York, Washington, D.C., and then there are many maker fairs, which is what ours is, all over the place. And then Turtle Bay, that's why I'm here. We are the host for it, so we're really proud to be a part of this. It really goes in well with what we do and our mission. Carl's laughing at me. Good, knew that was going to happen this morning. And then KIXE and KRCR have supported us as well.
Okay, now why would I be laughing? Trisha, you're smiling too. We're not laughing. We're just smiling at you.
You're bubbly. You're just really, you can make people smile. That's not a bad thing.
Thank God you weren't on Hillary Clinton's committee. We'd all be Clintonites.
Oh,
that's true.
That makes me sound like I have way too much power. Don't say that.
Well, no, you really you're into what you're doing.
I am, and this is really exciting. I love this stuff. It's just creative, but also scientific, and I just love it.
You know what? I am sold on this too. Hey. I think this is something that because I've been looking at it because I saw some of the stuff before. But having over 80 vendors there, it is going to be spectacular. If you have kids or grandkids, take them there. Kids get in free, like you said, and it's $10 for adults.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk around there for a few hours. I mean, come on, $10, and you're going to see so much stuff.
You're going to see so much. And it's not going to be people trying to sell stuff to you. It's to show off what they've done.
Yeah,
you
can't buy things there, but you can probably pick up cards and things in case you're looking to do something like
this.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this community, and this is part of this. This technology, this whole thing that is just a great thing going on in this community that a lot of people don't know about. This is your opportunity to find out.
Okay, Maker's Fair.
Mm-hmm. Go to MakerFairShasta.com for tickets and for everything.
It's going
to
be Saturday?
Mm-hmm. 10 to 4 at the Civic.
At the Civic. Mm-hmm. There you go. Go to the gun show and then go to there.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I would do that because once you get in there to the Maker Fair, you may be there for hours.
Yeah, you may not leave.
Go to the gun show first. Yeah.
Go to the gun show. Okay, so when we come back, Rick Bassetti is going to be our guest. We're going to talk about the great things that happened at Colt 45s, and we're going to talk about a few other things, too. We'll be right back.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, news from Town Hall, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News is hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama is set to welcome his successor Donald Trump to the White House at this hour. Here's correspondent Greg Cluckston.
The sitting president and president-elect will meet in the Oval Office, a meeting that symbolically begins the transition of power. In his campaign for the White House, Trump promised to wipe away some of President Obama's key achievements, including Obamacare and the Iran nuclear deal. Even so, the president is promising a smooth transition. First Lady Michelle Obama plans to meet privately with Melania Trump in the residence, and Vice President Biden will sit down with Vice President-elect Mike Pence this afternoon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A top advisor to Trump is dismissing post-election protesters as, quote, a bunch of crybabies. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was asked today on Fox News about protests in several cities following Trump's victory on Tuesday. Authorities in Pennsylvania say a trooper has died after he and his partner were shot when responding to a domestic disturbance call this morning. It happened in the borough of Canonsburg, about 20 miles southwest of Pittsburgh.
Upon their arrival, the two officers were ambushed. They were shot with an unknown type firearm.
The state police trooper, Melinda Bondarenka, she says the search continues for a suspect. Fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless benefits fell by 11,000 to a seasonally adjusted 254,000. That's down from a three-month high in the previous week. The four-week average edged up 1,750 to 259,750. Applications have remained below 300,000 for 88 straight weeks, a sign that businesses appear to be confident enough in their future prospects to maintain their staffs.
As correspondent Jeremy House, at the opening bell on Wall Street, the post-election rebound in stocks continued for a second day this morning. The Dow gained more than 150 points right out of the gate to move into record territory. Banks and other financial stocks rose the most. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-215-0703. That's 1-800-215-0703. 1-800-215-0703. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The United Nations says it's now handing out the last of the food rations it's been able to deliver to the Syrian rebel-held eastern part of Aleppo. Here's the BBC's Imogen Folks.
The UN's last delivery of aid to East Aleppo was in July. Now those supplies have been used up. Last week, the UN gave all warring parties a four-point plan for renewed aid operations. A UN official urged acceptance of the plan, saying he was sure no one wanted to see East Aleppo's 250,000 people starve, but aid agencies say constant preconditions being imposed by both the Syrian government and opposition groups continue to prevent supplies reaching those in need.
As the BBC's Imogen Folks reporting from Geneva. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose this week for a second straight week. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage increased to 3.57%. Breaking news at townhall.com. There's some trouble for people following the game of chess at its highest levels. Here's correspondent Keith Peters.
A lawsuit aimed at restricting who can instantly reveal moves to the World Chess Championship in New York will be heard a day before the games begin. A federal court judge set a hearing to decide whether to block some websites from immediately relaying players' moves when they begin Friday. World Chess USA, Inc. and World Chess Events Limited sued three websites on Monday, saying they take advantage of a live feed of the 12-game tournament to relay word of each move over the Internet.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. The National Toy Hall of Fame set to be revealing its class of 2016 today. A panel of experts has chosen the honorees from among 12 finalists, and they are to be enshrined at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. Some of the nominees include Fisher-Price Little People, Care Bears, and Rock'em Sock'em Robots. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, November 7th through the 12th. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination.
Fancy.
Purchase a main event ticket and receive a free room or a $49 room rate all week long.
Based on availability.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our $550 buy-in. $50,000 main event. That is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino.
$50,000 expected prize pool. Main event is Saturday, November 12th.
For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WindRiver.com. Wind River. Poker is better.
Poker is better.
At the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I do that because I like to watch him stand up.
Marines always stand up for the Marine Corps hymn. Or you can sit at attention, too. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning. It's Thursday. My Thursday girl.
My Thursday girl coming in. And what's the weather look like?
It's 50 degrees in downtown Ready. Going to be 75 today and a low of 51. Tomorrow on Veterans Day, we're looking for a high of 70, a low of 52. Saturday, 67, and a low of 52. No rain in sight until possibly Monday, a slight chance of rain. Great fall weather brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Well, we are here at 8, after the hour of 8 here, 605-4567. We've got kind of like, it looks like maybe we're going to have some open time here.
Well, so, I think we could probably find lots of stuff to talk about.
So Mike76 says, when will the folks from State of Jefferson get their hour in Free Fire Radio? Well,
they
Mike, you have a Sunday morning program called Jefferson State of Mind from 8 to 9 a.m. It's been there for years.
Yeah.
So just some, not just another reason to listen to us on the weekend. And then after that, you have Sovereign Minds. And after that, We the People. We've got all three of them are local shows that are politically minded. You know, Sovereign Minds is even, you know, it takes equal shots at both sides all the time. Yeah, I mean, it really does, and we have, you know, partial conspiracy theories going in there and everything. Somebody just remarked, "Well, it looks like Agenda 21's in trouble, mm-hmm. yeah, because of Trump."
if we add up the amount of time that our friend Terry has expressed his views, I think they've accumulated more than an hour over the last.
You know, this election.
And he makes his points well.
We talked yesterday, in fact.
This election brings up all kinds of opportunities to talk about the state of Jefferson, because certainly we're back to the same argument about the popular vote and the Electoral College. And part of the problem with the Electoral College is that the Democrats have done a really good job of lining up the votes in those states that pretty much give them an ironclad. I mean, they're halfway home when it starts because of the states that just typically vote democratically.
Just like the states that vote typically Republican.
But in the last few years, it's been heavily weighted in the Democrats' favor. I mean, they don't have to do much to run that sheet right through, and because of the states like California with a huge amount of electoral
55
college
electoral votes, yeah, didn't even come out here and campaign.
Yeah. Well, they don't have to because it's just we are California.
And the electoral college is sort of a two-edged sword. And one of my very liberal relatives was just freaking, how can she lose if she gets the popular vote? And I had to explain that, as you mentioned this morning, Trish, the electoral college exists so that the cities did not dominate the conversation.
That's right.
And because when this country was founded, we did not have instant communications. We elected electors to go cast the college votes, because it would take weeks and weeks for the people to literally travel to the point where the president was selected.
And they still and that's part of the argument. They try to make the case, yeah, that in fact we don't need the electoral college anymore because we do have instant communication. But the basis of it is, number one, we are not a democracy, we are a republic. And the founders saw that if, in fact, because we're a huge, huge landmass, there are always going to be areas where there's a small population and states where the whole state population doesn't equal the size of one city. In order for those states that are our producers,
like
Montana, Nebraska, those places that are the backbone of this country, the Midwest, where they raise our products and what have you, they're not going to have any kind of voice in our government if we don't have the electoral college.
And then
the states have a presence.
Yeah. And these very brilliant founding fathers, when they made, you know, when you have two senators per state, no matter what the size of the state is, why did they do that? Because people are complaining about now, well, look at us in California. We've got all these millions of people. And then look at North Dakota. They don't have hardly a million people there, and they have two senators. It's exactly for that reason.
Exactly.
It's to make sure that large cities don't run roughshod. If you did it strictly by the population, then you would have North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and probably Iowa, or maybe not Iowa, but four of those states together would be represented by two senators.
There you go.
You know, it would be something
kind of like we are with the House of Representatives.
Kind of like we are right here
in the state of California.
We have one representative, and we have, you know, for our whole northern area here, we've got Daly for 12 counties up here, and
yeah,
Gaines for the counties up here. And is that fair? Well, if you're a Democrat, oh, yeah, that's really fair. But if you are truly a constitutionalist and somebody that loves this country, well, not that Democrats don't love the country, but somebody that understands the way it should be.
But
what the founding fathers.
And to finish that thought before we go to Roberta on the phone, that's a really good argument right now for the state of Jefferson.
It is.
Because, in fact, our vote up here in Northern California generally doesn't count for much. We vote one way on the propositions, the rest of the state votes the other way. We vote one way on the presidency, the rest of the state votes the other way. So a lot of us up here feel like our vote really doesn't count.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, if we were a separate state, we would have electoral colleges, and that would be another red state.
Yep, it would be, at least until the Blues moved into it. Okay, as Sungold is checking off the net here in the chat room, seek positive things to say today, folks. It will make you happy after all the stress of this past week.
That's a good point. Let's go to Roberta. Good morning,
yeah,
Roberta.
I just wanted to say that I agree with you both that we are a republic and we are not mob rule. You know, people can't vote in groups to take away your rights. We have individual rights, and that's why we're a republic. Because, you know, it's the same as four wolves and a lamb deciding what's for lunch.
that's
you,
right.
You just have you. You know, we need to be a republic and have the rule of law. and then did you mention that where they get the number 435 for how many congressmen? And then 100 for the senators, and the District of Columbia has 3. So that's how many electors there are.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, you're right.
And there's representative then for the small states, like you said. And then I have one little tiny thing. It is the Democrat Party. It is not the Democratic Party. They are not Democratic.
That's good point. Good point, Roberta.
Okay.
You know, and so I wish people would start calling them. If you, when you sign your ballot, you join the Democrat Party. You do not join the Democratic Party.
You're right, because they are not Democratic. You're right.
Yeah. So that's my little thing. So.
Thanks, okay. Roberta.
Thanks a lot, Roberta. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business right here in the city of Reading. They have, you know, Espresso Joes with just great coffee. And, you know, the thing about Tobacco and Brew when you go into Espresso Joes is they've got coffee by the pound that you can buy, all different types of coffee you can take to parties, you know, as party gifts and these kind of things. They have coffee makers. They have it all there. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joes. Then you walk next door to absolutely a fabulous tobacco emporium with a, just a super, super walk-in humidor. And you may want to stock up before the beginning of the year, because I think they're going to raise the cost of cigarettes by, if you smoke cigarettes, by $2 a pack, plus other.
That did pass?
I think that passed. Yes, it did. It passed. So just an idea, but again, a veteran-owned business at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 90 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday, 241st birthday of the United States Marine Corps.
You were a Marine in 79. That's the title of the song.
Yeah.
79.
Yeah.
Were you still enlisted, or had you shifted over to OCS?
I had become an officer by then.
Yeah.
Started out as an enlisted in 1970. Went to OCS in 72.
Do they call them Mustangs in the Marines?
Yep.
Okay. I know they call them that.
Yeah. Okay. And Ranger Rick says, well, you know what? Ranger Rick. Hello to Ranger Rick. Ranger Rick came by yesterday. Yesterday we were doing the RABA thing, raising money for the veterans to ride the RABA. Ranger Rick came by and handed me a $100 bill.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you tried to kiss me, so I'm not sure what that meant. But no, he handed me a $100 bill and just said, you know, veterans taking care of veterans. Ranger Rick, you are a great guy. So there. Rangers and Marines always got together, always got along with each other. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. If you're looking, guys, if you're looking, or women, looking for that perfect present for Christmas or any time, you head on down to Dandelion. Head to toe. They can take care of you. From biting bags to Miss Me jeans to candles, home decor.
I'm so impressed that you know all those names.
They've got it all. Well, you know what? I'm married to Linda. Come on. You know what? Last 4 years ago at about this time, well, it was yesterday, really, the day after the election, I walked into the house with a Brighton bag and handed it to her because she was still laying in bed. She
just goes,
and I hand her the bag. You know what? She just felt so much better right after that. So there we go. So this is what Brighton bags
can
do for
you. So this election saved you some money.
Oh, no, not really, because then she was real happy, went out the next day to Dandelion Boutique, and she's like, oh, celebration buy. So Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street, my friends, go on down there. They're a great place.
Is she kind of going Marcos on her bag collection there?
No. Not Linda. No, she does. You know, she's only got 3 pairs of shoes and 2 bags. That's all she has. I mean, you know,
in each
you got
color.
Brown. She's got brown.
In each color.
Brown. She has brown, white, and black, and red. And okay, yeah. There are some green ones in there too. Perhaps 2 different shades of red. And you know, and of course, you've got to have flats, pumps, and stilettos to go along with the.
Wait a minute, London stilettos. Give me a minute
sandals.
To work on that one.
Oh.
Let's go to the phones, Billy Bob. Good morning.
Where is he? Okay, let's
Billy start. Bob, where you at, buddy?
There he is. Billy!
Yes!
You're on!
Oh, well, thank you for taking my call.
Where have you been, Billy Bob? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, I was just ducking and covering this election.
Yeah. A lot of that going on.
Holy mackerel, man. Well, the reason for my call is I just wanted to compliment KNCR for their absolute dedication to this movement, the Donald Trump movement, and I swear to you, he will be the best president America has ever had. He'll outdo Reagan, and in our state of affairs, where we stand right now with these chief justices and everything else, it couldn't have been more of a godsend, just like Trish was saying with the parting of the clouds and whatnot. But again, my hat is off to your radio station and all you do for the veterans and your persistence in getting this guy elected. And my appreciation will always be there. So,
well, thank you, Billy Bob. You know what? As much as we did here, we delivered our area up here.
I think so.
You know, we were outnumbered by 3 million, but we delivered our area.
Yeah.
So that's it. Our part of the ship was shipshape, and it was watertight, as they said.
Not only that, well, we had people actually from this area who were part of a phone bank that were making calls in other states that did make a difference in trying to sway votes in other states. So we did our part.
Thanks to you and all your hard efforts, and Trish, you're a real champion there. So stay with it. Keep on.
All right, Billy
and
Bob.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, okay, Billy Bob.
Hey, you know, this is kind of, you know, I mean, this, okay, let's talk about something else. Now, this is impacts on the whole county. This is Anderson. Everybody is this total failure of Measure D.
Yeah.
I mean, this was
lack
one that was backed by everybody. I mean, let me put it this way. They had the right advertising. They had the Chamber of Commerce behind it. They had the business people behind it. They had so many people just, you know, signing up for this thing, and it loses. It doesn't lose by 51 to 49. It loses 62 to 37.
Let me play a devil's advocate here.
Okay.
And this is what, now, because I don't live in the city of Reading, and I didn't have a vote on it.
Somebody said D got an F.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But here's what I was hearing from people. The city council has some way, they need to mend some fences with the people out there. What I was hearing was they're still angry about the fact that the public comment period at the Reading City Council meeting is at the end of the meeting because they're not interested in listening to the people. They think they've got beyond that. They haven't got beyond it. I must have heard that 100 times from people.
I've heard that. I hear that still.
The comment the young dark-haired gentleman, who am I?
Brent Weaver
made about, and I like Brent, but the time when he said that when his kids misbehaved and I'm giving him a time out. I think the citizens of Reading need a time out. Stuff like that hangs in the air, and I had that repeated. I asked him, did he actually say it? And he said he did.
He did, but I asked him as soon as he said, so if one of your kids, because he said it here on the show, and I said, so if one of your kids, you know, misbehaves, you put all of them in a timeout? Well, you know, they don't want to hear that kind of stuff. The other thing was the silly campaign promises.
Yep.
That one reverberated. Now,
my point is that they said all the right things, but the people out there do not feel right, wrong, or indifferent. Perception is what rules the world. They do not feel that they can trust this city council or that this city council, and it isn't anyone in particular, it's the Reading City Council, they're all part of it. They've got to mend some fences with their citizens and start listening to what they want from them and doing something besides studying it. They didn't have any faith at all that regardless of the advisory measure, regardless of their silly campaign promises, that in fact they do what the people wanted them to do with that money.
They've got to turn that around before they're going to get it. And this wasn't a close election. This was in your face. Hammer on it. And here's the other thing. I heard a lot of businesses, and I heard a lot of businessmen and women tell me in confidence that they didn't support it, but they weren't going to say anything out loud because
– here's your poll.
Because if they did, then you're against law and order. Oh, you're not – blah, blah, blah. I mean, these are pretty good-sized businesses.
There you go.
And they were grasping what was going on. Now, right here it says, the campaign was to have voters vote no on D and yes on E to show them the people are demanding oversight and transparency.
There you go.
That was from ReadingTownHall.com. And speaking of ReadingTownHall.com, here's Red. Good morning, Red.
Good morning, Red.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
And I was just going to chime in similarly with where you're going. I really believe that the defeat of D&E shows a large lack of faith in our city council and for them to follow through with what they promised to do. And I think a lot of that stems directly from their actions, silly comments about campaign promises, things like that.
Yes.
The actions that were immediately taken against the citizens of Reading when they put public comment to the back. And the council made it perfectly obvious they didn't want to hear from the people.
Yeah, and
they
did
away with the Citizens Advisory Group down
well,
here.
Well, Citizens Advisory Group. And then they did away with the Downtown Reading Business Association.
There you go.
They did all those things right at the beginning. And I tell you what, people have got long memories around this town.
They do. And those were all the things that were mentioned when I talked to people about it. Because people would ask me about it. And I said, well, I supported it in the city of Anderson. It passed in the city of Anderson. And it was because they were doing the right things. They were listening to the people, and the people gave them, and they have done. They followed through. City of Reading needs to mend some fences with their citizens before this is going to be effective.
Well, that's one of the reasons I was going to call in and kind of go that direction. Then I was going to ask the question is, what do you think the city council could do to show good faith to the people of Reading?
I think that when
originally they were only supposed to move public comment temporarily to the end of the the end of the show. Maybe it's time that they bring that back as a show of good faith to their citizens.
Well, I think they need three votes to put it back on the agenda, don't they?
But I've also asked both Julie and Adam how they felt about that, and they both were amenable to moving it back up to the front. They both said that. So they need one more vote out of the from either Brent, Kristen, or Francie to do that. But that would be the first step, is to move it back to the front. The other thing I think they would do is just say is that, you know, is try to include the city, and if it's by bringing in another committee or something like this to help them move forward with this, because we're in trouble right now. We don't have the police. We've got to, and obviously they can't come up with a solution. Their only solution was to get more money. We need some people to come in there and help them find the solution, how we can put more policemen on the streets, and if it means privatization, if it means private security patrols, whatever.
We spent almost $100,000 for specialists to come in and tell us that we have enough police officers. We just need to be more judicious about how we use them.
Well, maybe then they need to go back and look at that then, real strong.
Yeah, we have plenty of studies out there. They need to look at them and do incorporate the things that have been recommended. And they, all they want to do is focus on the ones that cost money. There are other things that can be done that don't cost money.
Absolutely. And the recommendations that were made by those specialists that the city spent almost $100,000 on,
$155,000,
identical to the work that was done by April LaFrench and her group for free.
There you go.
Those people did such a great job. They dug in so tremendously and put themselves out there as citizens, and to be completely disregarded by the city council the way they were,
the
council go spend $100,000 of our money to get the same recommendations was just, it's a slap in the face. And they've done it over and over to the citizens of Reading.
And the deterioration of the downtown area and the businesses after they got rid of the downtown advisory group, who were taking care of a lot of those problems and what have you, businesses, and that was a freebie. That was a group of people who were down here doing for their businesses, and the city council thought, well, we're going to get rid of them because they did something that we didn't like or what. I remember that was all
to
about.
To this day, I think there's a way they wanted to shift some stuff around, but what they ended up doing was they lost everything, and, you know, they lost everything in the ability, like, you know, Downtown Reading Business Association bought bikes for the police that needed, so we could do downtown, you know, the police on the bikes. They supported the downtown parades. They put in trash cans that can't be opened, you know, by the Bears. They did all these things. So, Red, we got to run, but you're right. But the first thing they need to do as a city council is to move the comment period back to the front. They've got to mend a lot of fences.
That's just the start.
They do.
And by the way, ReadingTownHall.com, right?
I think Red, he's gone.
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's...
No, I'm here.
Okay. What's the name of the... it's online, and it's Reading...
ShastaLantern.com.
ShastaLantern.com. Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
You bet.
Thanks, Red.
All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, 2539 Larkspur, the state of California, while they release more criminals, are making it harder for you to buy guns and ammo. Well, Bastiani Arms, a locally owned, locally operated, good people down there, John and Sarah Bastiani, have just got a great store, a great gun store that has all the accessories, all the ammo, any type of gun you want to shoot or buy. This is where I buy my guns, where Linda buys hers. Bastiani Arms, they pride themselves on customer service. Gunsmithing is just outstanding. They've got it all. Give them a call at 222-8222, or even better, stop by Bastiani Arms Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur. And veterans, you get real discounts down there. And if you're going to buy a gun, you may want to start by now so you can have it by Christmas. It's going to be a two-week waiting period. And plus, if they don't have it there and you have to get it in, so head on down to Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Gun Show this weekend. At the Holiday Inn Convention Center, West Coast vendors have made this event a sellout every year. All brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California. At the Holiday Inn Convention Center, this weekend only.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is Thursday, November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday. 53 degrees, going up to 75 today. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A veteran-owned business, 365-3793. And tomorrow, of course, is Veterans Day. We'll be down at Crown Motors, and I'll have a variety of veterans coming through tomorrow. There with Korean and Vietnam. Maybe we can sneak up a World War II veteran and Global War on Terror. And we're just going to just talk about different things that are going on, talk to the veterans. I'd like to have... try and get, even though I haven't locked it on yet, but you get Gary Moore or somebody from the Veterans Home out there to talk about it. Probably should probably call him today then.
Yeah. Well, one upside that you'll agree has to be coming out of a Trump win is that boot camps are far less likely to be required to have safe zones where the recruits can go hide
from
microaggression from
hopefully,
their
DIs. Hopefully Trump will appoint a Secretary of Defense like, who's that general? The general has been supporting him. It's just
as a lieutenant general. Yeah, they mentioned his name in the chat room.
You know what? Make him SecDef. So the first thing he does is he gets rid of this ridiculousness about saying is that that we need diversity. Yet he and his secretary of the Navy's idea of diversity, they won't let their children play on all. You know, they still are on all girl soccer teams and swim teams. If you really believe in diversity, then you should have no sex teams. They should just be men or women, and whoever's the best can swim.
There you go.
Oh, then why don't they do that? Yeah. Oh, there's a reason.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with drive or determination or smartness or intellect or being mean or anything. I'm talking about combat or anything else. It has to do with physical.
Yeah,
that's
the
whole thing. Maybe they should look at the study done by the Marine Corps that was 9 months long about putting women into squads, infantry squads, and competing against all-male squads and see what happened. How the all-male squads and like 95% of the task done
were better.
And,
it's all about how we're built.
And they didn't just take them
out.
And
people are different.
They worked them up for months beforehand to get them ready for this, and then they did it. So.
Hey, create specific sniper teams that are all women. That would be the bad guys that never see it coming.
Guys now don't ever see it coming. Well, maybe we do. Okay, let's talk about a couple of the propositions that, you know what, I'm glad to see that the California voters thought that Proposition 60 got something like 7 million votes. Proposition 60 was, should adult performers wear condoms?
Yeah, but
during the
movies. Didn't pass.
It did not pass. 54% most people
said no.
Yeah, most people said no. And what they should have written is, why is this? Why
even
should I
on
even,
here?
Why should I even vote for this?
Yeah.
Why should I even vote for this? Now, others that passed, I can't figure out why the people in California wouldn't want to be able to have a say on something that costs more than $2 billion that the state can, you know, like, and what they don't want to say is, of course, it was about the bullet train and the tunnels and all this. What they said is, hey, look, if it's going to cost more than $2 billion, the voters ought to have something to say about it. Well, that failed. Now, but other ones did, like keeping the drugs, trying to tie the VA into drug prices. That one did not pass.
Yeah, that one was pretty in your face scam. Yeah, the bill just had scam written all over it.
Yeah,
because there was no. The missing part was that VA drug prices would be controlled. It was like the pharmaceuticals are everything. Say, okay, we just get rid of the VA discount, and then we make lots of money. You know, so.
Well, you know, 63 though was
Proposition 61 is the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, and it failed. I mean, it passed.
The one that tied drug prices to the what?
Oh no,
charge
it failed. You're right.
Yeah. It failed.
It failed.
Yeah, don't say that.
Because, don't scare me like that.
Don't scare me like that. And the other one was, big one was the wanting to take away the hospital fee changes. And that one, everybody voted yes on that. So
and
that, to keep the money out of the hands of the legislators.
And apparently a majority of Californians looked at the proposition about the adult male film actors and said, what were you thinking?
Well, that's what we just said like 2 minutes ago. Well, you were trying to do other things here.
Proposition 62, which repeals the death penalty and replaces it with life imprisonment without possibility of parole. That failed.
No. That made it.
No, 54% said no.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
54%
that's right.
Said
that's
no.
Right.
However, they the other one that said, let's get this straightened about speeding these death penalties up,
That passed.
So maybe, I have to tell you that I actually voted in favor of repealing the death penalty. And the reason I did is because we have so many, we're not doing it. And we've got all these people on death row that are costing us, let's just say, because I don't know the actual figures, that if they're on death row, it costs us $100 a day to keep them there because they got to have separate cells and separate medicine and all these different things. If they're in the general population without possibility of patrol, then it costs us $10 a day. It's costing us a fortune to keep these people in. And if we're not going to do it.
If we're not going to do it, then we need to do away with it.
And exactly.
Having gone through death row there at San Quentin Prison, I see how they're living and all this. And
the industry,
760 people.
It's a huge industry in the state of California.
It is, and we have to pay for all their lawyers and everything. On the other hand, if you're not on death row, they have to pay for their own lawyers.
Exactly.
Anyway, but the other thing on it is that the state voted, no, let's shorten this down. Let's shorten this whole process down. So that's what they voted. So to do away with the death penalty was not passed, and to shorten the process so we can actually prosecute this.
Isn't that surprising, though, that would pass
with
this state?
No, it doesn't.
The liberal mind bit of this state?
But you know what?
They still support the death penalty.
They still believe in it. They still believe in retribution.
You out of the pool.
Let's go to the phones. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Now, look, I don't normally call people because I had a stroke a couple of years ago, and I'm not good verbally.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to tell you happy birthday, Semper Fi, and I'm very serious. God bless you for what you do for us, for vets. You're really a saint.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
And thank you for your service.
And thank you for your service, sir.
Now, can I tell a quick story about the birthday?
Sure.
We were up above Quezon on DMZ, and all of a sudden we hear this Huey coming in and dragging a big bread box. You know what those are?
Yeah.
And it's smoking like a summer gun, and we thought they'd lit a daisy cutter because our radios weren't working and we didn't do our checking. So we thought they were going to blast a freaking LZ or something.
Right.
So they dropped this damn thing, and we all take off to the hills, all four of us. And after a while, nothing happened, and the guys waved, and off they went. Well, the thing's still smoking. Well, he went over there and opened it up, and I had the biggest potato and the toughest steak I ever had, and it's still the best steak I ever had.
Oh, you know, Bill.
That's a great story.
You know what? And you know what? They go out and they do that. They try to get stuff out to you no matter where you are.
That's
on the birthday.
God bless
you. God bless you,
sir.
God
bless you, sir.
God bless
you. Thank you for your service.
Okay. You know what? Let's go to Mary. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, can you hear me if I leave the speaker on?
Yes, ma'am. So far, so good.
So far, so good. Happy birthday, Semper Fi. And I'm married to a grunt. I know exactly what Linda has to put up with. And, Trish, I love you to death.
Oh, thank you.
I wait for Thursdays. You are so on top of it. I love you. And so
you guys
have a good day. We're celebrating here in Reading, and
absolutely.
So I hope the celebration goes 4 years.
Absolutely.
Or longer.
Yeah.
Let's try 8 years. If the first four are good, let's go for eight.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, bye, guys.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Mary. I love it. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over there at Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy, retired command sergeant major in the Army, and is made this his business. This isn't something he does part-time. He teaches all over, not only Northern California, but he's reaching down into Southern California. He's got his team of instructors working down there also. Everybody has been through the NRA Pistol Academy and other academies too. He provides a firearm if yours doesn't fit or if you're thinking about which one to get. He always can provide a firearm at least through January, unless there's been new changes and new rules. Most complete CCW you're going to find, training you're going to find. And then he also does advanced training, which, by the way, a class is going on the 20th of November. It's one of the ones that I teach is advanced pistol. And he's also teaching on carbines. So if you have an assault rifle an Armalite type rifle, he has a class on that also on the 20th. Register online at readingccw.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. It is about 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 53 degrees, going up to 75 today.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No. Instead, we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
There's a day for giving thanks, and now a day for giving. North State Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back, as citizens come together for the common purpose of celebrating generosity and giving. The Cascade Theater is participating in North State Giving Tuesday, November 29th, and invites the community to an open house for free tours, hot chocolate, coffee, cookies, and even a special visit from Santa and his helpers from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday, November 29th. You can also donate online to the Cascade Theater, assist other local nonprofits, and learn more about North State Giving Tuesday at northstategives.org.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Where does your food come from? Oregon artist Betty LaDuke's bright, colorful paintings explore and celebrate Oregon's agricultural bounty and the workers who plant, tend, and harvest it. And you can see her beautiful work at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Bountiful Harvest from Land to Table is open October 1st through January 8th at Turtle Bay. Bountiful Harvest is presented by Healthy Shasta. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 10 minutes, I guess 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark on today, November 10th, the 241st birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I will be at Crown Motors. Come on down and see us. Bring coffee. Just come on down.
Lots of coffee.
I invite all veterans to come down and sit with me. And let's just talk stories like Bill just told about being in Quezon. And here comes a helicopter, and he says a daisy cutter. Daisy cutter was a huge bomb that they would drop, and it would just level everything around so they could make LZs. Huge. I mean, and so when you see that, you run.
You don't want to be where it is.
And the other thing is that when you have arc lights or B-52 stripes, you wanted to get away from that area because it was just – it would cause nosebleeds if you were – if you were not in the drop zone or in the bombing zone. But if you're just, within 300-400 yards of it, it could make your nose bleed. Anyway, so come on down. Tell stories. You're invited down there. I am going to bring coffee from some place that will have a big pot there, and we'll come on down and let's just share stories and talk about and let us thank you for your service. And we want to really thank Crown Motors for what they're doing down there. Okay, let's talk about positive things. Trish and I talked about this.
Okay.
By the way, if you've noticed that the breaks are a little bit shorter now than they were for the last few weeks, because we had to push our breaks up because we sell the show out. But then when you put in all the political in there, we had to add time.
To somebody taking me to task. You play too many commercials. Say, I like getting paid, and we're not getting a subsubsidy like the folks at NPR.
The first positive is that we don't have to listen to political ads for 2 years.
I mean,
is that great or what?
Well, I frankly love political ads.
Because they pay the bills, absolutely.
The bills. And now, here's the thing is, if you want this station to go where we don't play as many ads, I can set up a GoFundMe page, and that you all can just put money in there every month. And then when you do, for every dollar I get, I can take away that much in advertising.
There you go.
And then you pay me when it reaches a certain point. boom, no commercials for that month.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we haven't talked about with this election, and the most important part, as far as I'm concerned, about electing Donald Trump at this point, a person who is going to appoint good conservative judges.
That's huge.
Biggest. It's the savior of our Constitution.
And that's what I put in anytime somebody would say something to me. I said, yes, that's true. He did say that. Oh, yeah, he did say that, too. But just let me say one word to you. Well, one acronym, SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States. Think about that if you want to keep your Second Amendment. If you truly believe a child up to the day it's born can be aborted. And I'm, you know what? I'm not talking, you know, you can get into, well, what about, the, you know, mothers? Okay. I understand that. But at that point, maybe that was where we were going to. So we have to think of the rights of all. But just think about this. That's all I would say with SCOTUS.
Yeah, because it's so important and recognize that this president, whoever it was, and now it's going to be Donald Trump, is going to appoint one and up to four justices in the next 4 years.
Could be. Ginsburg looks like she's not happy.
And if the right choices are made, we can actually protect our Constitution by appointing judges maybe in their 40s and 50s.
Early 50s.
Or early 50s. Uh-huh. And we can protect our Constitution for the next 40 to 50 years.
Senator Lee out of Utah, they're mentioning his name. But he had a list of 20 people. Now, Mark Levin early on just, you know, no on Trump. But when that list came out of the justices that he would pick from, that list of judges, he says, okay, those 20 justices.
Such a difference.
He was still against Trump, yeah. But he said that list of justices is a good list that will protect our rights under the Constitution. Okay, now that's one thing. The next thing he's doing on that first 100 days, he said on that first day, all those executive orders that took away, you know, that told our government to disobey the law are gone. Just gone.
Exactly. That stopped a lot of that put in a lot of regulations on our businesses, a lot of issues that have stopped fracking throughout the United States. Anything that our legislature did not act on in the last 8 years and became law can be done away with a stroke of the pen. And I'm certain that a list has been made up of those things, and they're on it. I mean, now, that's going to happen.
The next thing that will happen is he's going to clear the way for the pipeline. Keystone Pipeline to come down so we can become energy independent. And this is so important. We are right now sending billions of dollars to our enemies that support terrorist organizations. The less money they have going into these countries, and I'll say it, Saudi Arabia, of course, Iraq, but all these others that we send money to that support terrorist organizations, every dollar we cut back from them means a dollar that terrorists
isn't going towards terrorism.
Yeah, or at least a percentage of that dollar won't go toward terrorism once we give it to them. But that way, too, we become energy independent. Now, I'm not talking about just keeping oil and coal. Oh, no, no. I'm talking about I think that he has looked at so you can have all forms of energy.
We have to push
green energy forward because everybody's going to run out of oil, and we need to push the green energy. I hope that they take a look at nuclear energy with an unbiased eye and look at nuclear energy and what it can do for our country.
There are new technologies on the horizon regarding nuclear that, based on thorium salts rather than uranium, that make for – it is still a hazardous device, but it is much less so than a traditional uranium-plutonium-type reactors. But the money hasn't been there to fund the research. Nor is there any significant money being spent in the U.S. on fusion research, which is – the way to go.
It is.
We need to start looking at things through the prism of reality as opposed to looking at things through the prism of climate change.
Well, and that's
because
the other thing.
That's the environmental rules that can be done away with. And the other things he can do, because we're running out of money, is the trade deals. Renegotiate the trade deals that we've got so that they're fair to both sides.
There's got to be
a way. Nobody better to do that.
There's got to be a way – of saying, maybe we need to take a look at taxes on business to say,
and
you want to
thing.
Move your, you want to move Caterpillar to Mexico.
That's on his 100-day list.
You're not going to move Caterpillar to Mexico because I'm going to make you a deal for you to stay here with these people. And then I'm going to go to other companies and say, I want you to bring your people back here.
And bring your money back, and we're going to do it without you paying all those taxes.
And
on
one
it.
Of the reasons they can do this is because the cost of labor in other countries is rising. And the reason it's rising is because once they're there, they have no choice.
Yeah.
I think Trump and our country needs to give those businesses a chance to come back home.
Without penalties and without all the big tax impacts if they bring their money back into the United States and their jobs. These are all things he's talked about. We as citizens need to keep very observant about this and watch as it's going forward. Keep in touch with our representatives and make sure that we're staying online. Because if we're not, we're going to get in trouble.
Got it. Okay. If somebody can tell me, is they ever figured out in Arizona and Michigan who won?
They've not colored the map red.
I know.
It's still
isn't
pink.
That the weirdest thing? Because I saw Arizona was he had them by 5 points. I can't figure that out. Okay. Here's everything. Hey, tomorrow at Crown Motors on location. Come on down, veterans. Come down and see me. Come down and say hello. Have a cup of coffee. And let's talk about how we can thank you for your service. And Trish, thank you for being here, hon.
Oh, my pleasure. I couldn't wait to get here and talk about this great election.
I knew it was coming. All right, everybody. Have a great day. And you know what? A good guy's against the bad guys. You know, maybe I ought to change that. Let's all be good guys. Let's get our country heading in the right direction, and let's work together. Let's all be good guys.
And the news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. President-elect Donald Trump is at the White House in the Oval Office visiting with President Obama. Correspondent Greg Cluxton reports from the White House.
After traveling from New York City to Washington on his private jet this morning, President-elect Trump arrived here at the White House within the past hour. He entered the south entrance of the White House out of view of the news media, so there were no immediate pictures or sound of his arrival. It's a fascinating and historic moment as the transition of power to the nation's 45th president is now underway.
And here we go. Correspondent Greg Cluxton at the White House. Melania Trump meeting with Michelle Obama. And Vice President Biden will meet with Vice President-elect Mike Pence this afternoon. Authorities say one of two Western Pennsylvania police officers ambushed and shot while responding to a domestic situation has died, and police are searching for a suspect. State Police Trooper Melinda Bondarenka says the incident began when the Cannonsburg officer